B-Pod Studios.
Broadcasting from the Beasley Media Studios. Esports and video games live here.
Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP.
I'm James Campbell, and with me is Robbie Landis, as well as someone who was recently featured in Maximum Alternative E-Zine, Weird Beard.
And I will tell you the biggest reason why is because radio is picking up on how great esports really is, and it made me so uncomfortable to have to be looked at as a professional and be interviewed for something.
Did you have to put on like a dress shirt and stuff?
It was just a phone call, but like...
Did you get dressed up for it? Sometimes you have to dress up the part to be ready to prepare, you know?
Well, no, wait, the weirdest part was at the very beginning. He said, all right, well, I'm going to be recording all of this.
Oh, you get scared?
And I'm like, oh God, what am I going to say? And
you then, do
like,
radio for a living!
Yeah, but it's one of those things to where you do it and then you hang up the phone and then you're like, oh wait, what did I just say? And you don't even know what you said. And so like it came out and I was like, I said that? That's crazy.
It's funny, and I have the same exact experience doing this show.
Yeah.
Coming up, something went down in the League of Legends world that got fans so riled up they took out their frustrations on someone's grandma.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. We got the details on that coming up, but first.
The guy is unreal.
My goodness.
Here's another esports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Destiny 2 has come a long way since its departure from the publishing deal it had with Activision last year. A game that once struggled in both the mid and end game content is now seeing an all-time high concurrent user base on Steam. The newest expansion, Beyond Light, is largely to blame for the 250,000 people playing on Steam alone.
Wow, so it had a bit of a resurgence.
Yeah, it's actually doing very, very well. Have either of you guys ever wanted to like try out Destiny before?
I've played the first one, but again, I have issues with the Halo-type combat, which is a lot of that. So I knew Destiny 2 I was going
to
sleep on.
Yeah, see, I had wanted to get into it when it first came out, but I feel like I missed the bus. And when Destiny 2 was announced, I had went to Walmart and got like, it was all of the Destiny stuff was in like a single game like $20. So I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a try. And it was fun, but nothing, it didn't really capture me enough to, you know, want to invest time over time like a game like this usually requires.
There's a lot of grinding involved in that, too.
Yep. With the next generation of consoles officially here, Sony is already starting to bid adieu to the original PS4. The launch PlayStation 4, as of December 25th, will no longer be serviced by Sony. Wow. If you have the Slim or the Pro versions and still need it serviced for some reason, you'll be in luck. But the original Jet Black that launched in 2013 is now a relic of the past.
I feel like that means I have a relic of the past on my desk downstairs.
You still have the original one?
I don't know. I mean, it didn't come out like the day of, but it's not Slim.
If it's that model number, though, yeah. Actually, you know what? So is mine, now that I think about it.
So,
yeah.
Please don't break. Please don't break. Please.
As gamers have started getting their Xbox Series X and S's for the launch, some techies have taken it upon themselves to tear down and take a look inside their consoles. And they've noticed that inside each and every Xbox Series X and S, there is a tiny little Master Chief helmet stamped on the inside from Halo.
You know what pisses me off about this story?
What?
How dare Microsoft like be so reverent and put Master Chief's helmet inside of every single Xbox?
Why?
Listen.
Ooh, wow. This is a strange platform to get on.
But
are so disrespectful to the new Halo game and the way that they've treated it and all the like controversies that have surrounded it. If you are so sold on Halo being tied to the Xbox forever and ever that you stamp it on the inside of it and you don't treat the actual game like that, like that's crazy to me.
All right, we don't actually know what's going on behind the scenes as to why Halo Infinite is getting the delays that it has. There could be a multitude of different reasons, and I don't know. Look, it could be disrespect. I'm not saying that it isn't, right? But it could also be that they want this to be the best game that it can be, and someone would argue that that's actually respect by delaying it.
It feels like dudes who are cheating on their girlfriends but yet still have a picture of them together as their profile picture on Facebook. Like, it's just like, come on, man. Like, that's treat it better.
All right, weird flex, but okay.
I just thought it was weird that somebody opened up their Xbox when it was brand new. I would not void my warranty like that.
All right, don't watch the video of the guy who put mayonnaise and cooking oil all over his PlayStation 5. Apex Legends Battle Pass has been out for a little over 3 weeks now, and it's not without its controversies. The developer Respawn has made some changes to make leveling the Battle Pass easier, but it ended up being quite a bit harder and taking much, much longer. As a result, they've made changes to help alleviate that. They're also giving 10 free levels to everyone and double XP. I was
that's
just like
how Robbie
out,
made it in the gold status.
That is nothing. That's not the battle pass. That's competitive. I earned that. But Weirdbeard was one of the people who complained that it's too hard to get levels now. Meanwhile, I'm halfway done with my battle pass.
But it's not, I'm not complaining for me. I see it for it. It punishes casual players,
like
right?
Me.
Like people who would pick it up and maybe play a game or two a week.
Mm-hmm.
You could maybe get before in the previous battle passes, do something, get a little bit out of it. At this point, it, or how it was before they put all these changes back on it. It would have made it so that if you were a casual player, there is no point in you buying the battle pass.
Excuse me. First of all, if you are a poor, then maybe you shouldn't be buying the battle pass. But they have something for you anyway, Weirdbeard. It's called the free battle pass. And there's actually more stuff packed into it than there has been in the past. Thank you very much.
You got served.
Games Done Quick is a bi-yearly event that has gamers doing speed runs to raise money for charity. They're now adding in a third event titled Fleet Fatales. The event started on November 15th and is all about women speedrunning games to raise money. This is actually their second week of events and has showcased more than 40 speedrunners as they raise money for the Malala Fund, which is a nonprofit that helps ensure girls have a right to 12 years of free, safe, and quality education.
Oh, very cool. I love seeing more women in the gaming atmosphere. I don't know why, but I love seeing that girls are really good at video games, and that's very cool that they're doing this.
Streaming continues to showcase the power it has over the current generation of youth. Across both Twitch and YouTube, over 50.7 million hours of content was consumed during the presidential election. According to Streamlabs, political streamer Hassan Piker was top of the streams on Twitch with over 250,000 peak views with 2.49 million hours watched. That is only 2% behind CBS News and Fox News in hours watched.
To put it into context, that's 10% of all election coverage was done by Hassan.
Wow.
Which is insanity that one person was able to do that much. And I also think it's crazy because you've really seen kind of the political side of Twitch expand, not only during the Trump presidency, but like it had been bubbling and brewing and everything like that. And YouTube is fairly overrun, you know what I mean, with like political stuff.
Oh, there's plenty of politics on YouTube. Yeah.
Twitch is still, it now has this whole other facet to it to where, I mean, we worked with a non-politically affiliated group. Which was just encouraging people to get out to vote, right? Like, it was just say, hey, whoever you vote for, just get out and vote and
Gamers.
Register.
Gamers.vote, right?
Yes. Yeah. And then to see Hassan and some of these other streamers really start picking up, I think it shows the future for what Twitch is attempting to do, which is more than just, like, watching Assassin's Creed or, you know, whatever games.
Well, I'll give them this. They don't have to worry about DMCA takedowns. That's it for the Checkpoint XP gaming news update. For more, you can head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Thank you, Robbie, for that update. Now, a famous League of Legends caster named LS has deleted his entire Twitter account. Apparently, both he and his grandma were at the center of a cyber attack. Some angry fans doxed them for something LS had said about T1. Weirdbeard. Why in the world did they drag this man's grandma into the mix?
So this is kind of crazy. T1 has been under the microscope for a little while now because an internal message was leaked to the fans that essentially said, hey, we're thinking about making coaching changes, right? So after T1 failed to qualify for Worlds, their coach left. And then it was leaked about these new changes, and the leak named the League of Legends caster LS and former StarCraft pro Polt as potential coaches. So when T1's fans heard about this, they were not happy at all, because this is the same fan base that has sent death threats to T1's organization in the past about issues about benching players or some of their coaching changes that they've made.
These fans are crazier than some of the craziest soccer hooligans I've ever heard of.
Absolutely. And so they were super not happy about LS being named. LS has been seen as somebody who in the past was accused of cheating in when he played and everything like that. He wasn't a pro player, but he did play and cheat, apparently. And then also, apparently, the Korean League of Legends fans accused him of being racist against Korean.
But what does this have to do with the poor guy's grandma?
So that's what happened is the T1 fans, first what they did is they rented a car that had like the big billboard cars that you could drive around. They parked it out front of T1's organization and it essentially said, answer our questions. You answer to us, the fans. And then after that, they went and doxed, meaning looked up LS's information, where he lives, his full name, his address, and leaked it down to the internet. He also did. They also did it to his grandma as
Why?
Well.
Why? So like people are like can like call and prank and send things to his grandma.
Well, that's what happened. Is they actually his grandma reported that they had to disconnect her phone service because this little old lady was getting so many threatening and harassing phone calls.
What the
now
heck?
I can't call her to find out her secret chocolate chip cookie recipe.
That's so ridiculous. Why? People are the absolute worst.
And I think what's really nutty about this is that it's all in League of Legends. Now, not to throw Call of Duty under the bus. I won't do it. CDL, though, has a little bit of a reputation for being a little toxic, right? I think this is wild that League of Legends, the largest esport in the world, has a professional team, not like a small whatever team. This is like the Patriots of League of Legends.
Yep.
Out there, and this is how their fan base acts. What kind of a tone does that set for the rest of not only the organizations but the fans of League of Legends?
There are toxic people in all facets of fandom, whether it's TV, whether it's sports, whether it's esports. But it doesn't stop that every time you hear a story like this, it's absolutely mind-boggling that people could do the mental gymnastics to be like, you know what? Let's take it on this grandma. That'll show them.
Well, the biggest thing out of this, none of this was announced by the team. Zero things came out of the actual T1 organization to say that they're even considering this LS guy.
So this is all just based on rumors.
A rumor in a Discord channel that somebody said, oh yeah, I have the inside.
If y'all aren't on medication yet, take some chill pills. Dang.
It's disappointing.
Thank you, Dr. Robbie.
And
you're welcome.
I hope they never, ever, ever are. I hope the team actually faces punishment or somehow are able to hold these fans accountable for what they did to this little old lady.
Absolutely, they should be. Whatever extent of the law can be extended out to these guys, I feel like they should follow through with that. What happened to the Chicago Huntsmen in the Call of Duty League? Is it true? We'll never hear from them ever again? Find out when Checkpoint XP returns.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.